Hi there. The word for you today is, are you a Philip? In Acts 6 verse 5 we read, and they chose Philip. Let me read Acts 21 verse 8 and 9 to you. We came to Caesarea and entered into the house of Philip. This man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. Here's the second thing that qualified Philip for leadership in the church. He knew how to build a strong family. You say, does that mean if I've failed in marriage, God won't use me? No. Samuel was one of Israel's greatest prophets, yet he failed with his children. David wrote Psalms, yet his family life was a shambles. Interestingly, neither Samuel nor David had much to say in Scripture about family life. When it comes to church leadership, to have credibility in God's house, you must first have it in your own. So, Pastor, let me say four things, and please hear me carefully. One, don't sacrifice your family for your church. Two, don't sacrifice your children for your congregation. Three, don't sacrifice your spouse for your children. And four, don't sacrifice the important for the urgent. The Bible gives us qualifications for leadership in the church. Paul writes, Titus 1 verse 6, let me read it to you. He says a leader, quote, must be faithful to his wife, and his children must be believers who don't have a reputation for being wild or rebellious. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered. He must not be a heavy drinker, violent or dishonest with money. He must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must love what is good. He must live wisely and be just. He must live a devout and disciplined life. He must have a strong belief in the trustworthy message he was taught. Then he will be able to encourage others with wholesome teaching and show those who oppose it where they are wrong. That's a tall order, you say. Yep. And the question you need to ask yourself is, do I qualify?